fresh from the tears. This is how you want me. This is how you know it's gonna be a good podcast. I cried already. I got it out of my system. And we're gonna dissect a few things. All my Libra Marses, all my Aries Saturnus, all everyone who's under this Aquarius and Saturn, which is everyone, especially if it's conjuncting your sun, which it is if you're an Aquarius. I need you guys to listen up. This is about to get really real. Honestly, some of you guys may need to go get your tissues now, get your notebooks out, pause it, come back, do what you gotta do, because it's about to get really real. We're dissecting two things. One, how Saturn and Aquarius destructs the ego, but also getting what you want and how to get it immediately, right? All right, there's a couple of things that I need to do, but we're going to start at the heart, right? And if you guys don't know, Saturn also represents the father. So rebuilding and reconstructing and coming up to a new way of understanding, a new way of seeing, becoming connected and understanding of your father, of, you know, you, of the things that have been holding you back, right? That sounds a lot like, you know, what we are trying to do here. But it comes with a couple of things. It comes with, one, realizing who you are, realizing the things that have happened to you, realizing your childhood, realizing from the Why the Aquarius Are Different video that, yes, you may not have developed routines, you may not have developed, you know, normal things, a normal lifestyle, because you very much had to spend a lot of your life taking care of yourself. And that's the hard fact of the reality. So you can do two things with that, right? You can take that and you can blame your mom, you can blame your dad, you can blame whoever, and be like, yes, you are the reason why I don't have anything, I don't have a routine, why I can't, you know, carefully structure my Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? You can do that. And I mean, honestly, it wouldn't be progressive, especially under the transits that we're having right now, which is perfect timing, might I add. The universe is a mastermind. I just did a slow clap before I started the podcast for the universe because she deserves it. And I said she, yep. Mm-hmm. So dissecting your life, dissecting your true nature, dissecting your water, dissecting the picture in which your water, you know, stands in, right? And so let's break down the scenario, right? Okay, Aquariuses, are you guys are water bearers. We are water bearers, right? We carry the water in a vase, a vessel, a soul, right? Have you ever thought of the fact that you are the vessel, right? And that you have the water inside of you, and connecting that water to psycho-cybernetics. If you haven't heard about the water crystals thing, which you probably should, but I'll break it down for you in 2 seconds. The way that you talk to water is the way that it manifests, right? If you talk to water with sweet, nice, beautiful things, say, I love you, take care of it, the water nurtures, the water grows, the water stays vital, stays alive. However, if you talk dirty and nasty things and point the finger and have the blame game, the water turns rotten, thus the vase turns rotten and its insides turn disgusting. And while it may be pretty on the outside, which I know us Aquariuses have an amazing time doing, presenting as if everything is fine on the outside, the inside will still be rotten and moldy. And the way that the inside connects and who gets close to it and what lets it in and how the water connects with it will be totally different in a negative manner because the insides are rotten. So with that being said, I would advise you to not point fingers and to accept your life for what it is or what it has been, right? And so now as we move into getting exactly what you want and deserving what you want and the Saturn Aquarius tearing down those things, here comes the ego, your sun, Aquarius. Here comes Saturn, the father, the restrictions, the barrier, what stops you from getting what you want. And are you connecting it? Saturn conjunct your sun, Aquarius? Are you getting your ego is the one restricting you from getting what you want? And now you might be saying, Ava, what are you talking about? How does this connect to my hierarchy of needs? How does this connect to the way that I was growing up and me being different, right? The way that you were so different, as you probably know by now, set a glass or a stained wall or something over your eyes, the fact that you see life in a way where you have to be distant, you have to fend for yourself, that you don't deserve to ask for some things. You don't want to burden people. You must figure things out on your own, right? You feel like it's you against everybody else, so you keep everyone at arm's length. You never let anyone in. You never tell people about your darkest secrets. You never tell people about what you're going through, so people never understand you. They don't get you. And so what you can do is, as the sun, you can thrive off that energy. You're like, yep, they don't get me. Yep, I'm an Aquarius. You're absolutely right. They don't understand me. Or you can be like, damn, people really don't understand me. Maybe I should let down that barrier, Saturn. Those restrictions from stopping people from understanding me, Aquarius, and let them in and tear down that Saturn Aquarius energy where it's a barrier, it's a wall, they don't get me. So how do people get you, and how do you get what you want? Well, that's easy. That's the easy part of it. You decide what you want. You decide why your friendships, your relationships, your ex, your lover, your best friend, that car, that job, that boss you had, that manager, you know, why they didn't get you, why you didn't get what you want, why you had to quit, why you having a problem with them, why it didn't work out. By deconstructing the ego and realizing that you have an act ability to stop or to not communicate people from understanding you because you have communication barriers, right? Now, Aquarius in all its glory is the water bearer, right? It is supposed to bring and to help people and to do these things. Why? Because you have that desire to be helped yourself. And because you want to allow yourself to be helped, you help other people. And you push that onto people. And you're just like, accept my water. You're drowning your partners, your friends, your relationships in your water in a subconscious manner where you're distant. But your emotions, your drive, your need, your knack for things are just overly involved in a sense where people are like, yo, why are you trying to fix me? Why are you trying to change me? But what about you? And you're like, oh, no, it's not about me, baby. It's about you. You have all the issues. You have these problems. I accept mine. I don't want to dig into them. You're not going to be able to see them. I'm not going to tell you about my shit. But I'm going to help you change your life. Ready? Okay, let's go. Right? I mean, right? Aren't you guys really quick to tell people the truth about their life? We got disconnected. We're back. But you are so ready to tell people about their tea, to read them, to drag them, because you could just see right through them, right? Because you're a brick wall, not let anyone see right through you, so they can never tell you about yourself, because you deserve it. You're entitled to it. It's yours. It's your life. It's your world. Everything is of me because I'm different. Let's deconstruct the ego for a second. I know you're tired of hearing it, because I'm tired of hearing it too. Aquarius, people don't understand you because you don't know how to communicate, because you never developed the routine of communicating. Now I'm dragging you. Okay, great. So drag right back at me. Listen, I'm not pointing fingers. You're just like I am. We're on the same page. This is the Aqua Tribe for a reason. I'm in it. I'm not like, you know, we're all one. So with that, how to get what you want, you have to let the world understand what you want. You have to write it out. You have to see it. You have to explain it. You have to get to a place where people can see you. And although that may be scary, Saturn is your ruler and she will protect you. She will protect you. You'll be safe exposing and coming to understand and voicing yourself under Saturn, because Saturn restricts you and stops you from getting hurt, yes, but Saturn also allows you to be the one to release the restrictions that you've placed upon yourself. And that means getting help from others. That means being seen from others. That means people getting you, people understanding you. The world is becoming more like you. I told you guys about this in the video. It's happening where they're understanding, they're seeing us, right? And maybe not in a conscious level, but subconsciously, they get it. They're like, damn, this is what Aquarius are like all the time. I mean, they don't process it like that, but they're getting their taste of their medicine of what it's like to be us. So getting what you want is realizing that you don't have to do it all on your own. And while it may be easy to say manifestation, let me manifest it. Yes, of course. Hell yeah. Manifest it. Put yourself in control so that you can get what you want. But also realizing that manifestation only works if you're on the same energy level, right? So if you're manifesting this job that makes you 6 million figures, if you're manifesting this relationship that's going to be stable and healthy, if you're manifesting this car or, I don't know, a new apartment some of you guys have been messaging me about, you have to be on a vibration where that energy is going to be reciprocated. So the universe is going to move you up into a place where you're put in a position where you have to expose yourself. Your cards are no longer left to be played. You have to play yourself to see, to get what you want. Play myself to get what I want. Well, what does that mean? That means you actually have to look at your cards and not just use them as pawns and tools, but actually understand them and allow them to be shown to everyone in the room so that they can understand why your next move is going to be your next move. And by everyone in the room, I don't mean everyone in the room, I mean the people that matter. The people who are here to help you. And that could be a friend that you probably didn't text back. That could be your sister or your brother that you didn't pick up the phone call for. That could be that person who asked you about your day and you said fine, even though you weren't fine. Let people see you. Do you deserve to have these friendships? Do you deserve to have that apartment? Do you deserve to have that car? Are you in a place where you're receptive of the energy or the magnitude that is needed to get those things, to deserve those things, right? I've been seeing this on Twitter for a long time. Aquarius is in their God complex. I'm like, psh. What complex? I'm humble. I like to help people, bro. What are you talking about? God complex, bro. And I think that that is the God complex. Not knowing that you have a God complex. Not being able to see how you think that you're entitled to everything because you're different, right? Because you're doing it on your own. Newsflash. If this world was supposed to work on our own, then we wouldn't have anyone else here. How to get what you want. Take out a pen and paper if you haven't been writing already and write down one thing that you want. Now, write down the problem that you have. What's stopping you from getting what you want? I mean, be honest. What did you did or did not do? And then write out a script and play make-believe of the things that you would have to do to get those things. Or things that make you deserving of those things. What do those things entail? What do those things need? You want to date this guy. Okay, well, that's going to require you having a relationship with this guy. That's going to require you having feelings by you opening up, having someone understand you, having someone see you. So now you need to write down, I need to start being vulnerable. I need to start developing a connection. I need to start texting this guy back. For Pete Six. Damn it. You know, I don't want to be alone tonight. So what do? I need to text someone. All right, well, text someone. And what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to not play games and beat around the bush and pretend like you don't want to see them because you actually want to fucking see them. I know. Who am I dragging? Okay. All right. Okay, I'm sorry. Babe, it's not you against the world. That's what you're restricting. That's what you're allowing yourself to believe is your narrative. The world is on your side. You bring the water. It's inside of you first. It touches you first. So if you're not clean, the moment that it touched the vase, the water turns dirty and the water loses all its potential to heal it, if anything at all. You know? To get what you want, you must be honest. You must break down and be honest with yourself and allow your ego to fall. Allow yourself to ask for help. Allow yourself to believe that you deserve help. Allow yourself to believe that you deserve people to understand you, people to see you, to cry, to have someone lie on your shoulder, to lay next to you, someone to hold you, someone to tell you that you're everything, that your mind is beautiful, that your emotions are valid, that the way that you feel is true, because it is. you just have a hard time letting your ego accept that help that you want to give to everyone else. You're used to being the bearer, right? The bringer, never the receiver. Allow yourself to receive. Allow your ego to fall. Allow the mask to fall, Aquarius. It is time. It's safe out. Everyone's just like us now. Let people see you. You're seeing them. And let yourself get what you deserve. Because you truly do deserve it. Not because you're entitled to it. Not because someone's word. But because you've done the work. I've talked to you guys about this in October last year. Doing the work. And if you don't do the work, the work's gonna do you. And it's time. Ding, ding, ding. But like I said, Saturn's gonna make you heal your shit. Saturn's gonna make you drop the mask. You're home there. What did I tell you guys about when we return home? You guys thought the whole tarot videos was just a joke? I talked to you guys about returning home. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please go back and watch the tarot videos for last year around this time. More so of like August, October, you know, around that time, September. I told you guys when we get home, we're going to have to live in our power, live in our truth. And the most power you can have is by being raw, about being real, about knowing your war, knowing your enemy, knowing when it's time to accept the help, knowing when it's time to flee, knowing when it's time to withdraw, knowing when it's time to stand, knowing what time it is to show, to persuade, to be real, to be authentic. It's about knowing you as much as you know what you deserve, about what you should get. And not because you're entitled. Have you ever met an entitled king? You guys know Joffrey from Game of Thrones. I'm rewatching that right now. He is an entitled motherfucker. And he is just so jaded. You guys don't want to be Joffrey. That's literally what we look like right now. Joffrey. I deserve this. It's mine. What are you doing, Joffrey, to deserve it? But when you have a more honest king, maybe Jon Snow, I don't know, I'm not that far yet, but I'm hoping, because they're looking for the next heir, you know, anyways, when you have an honest king, a pure king, he knows his next moves, he knows his people, he knows when to show his emotions and when to hide them. It's a larger game to be played. It's your soul you're dealing with, man. It's your life that you're experiencing. And what comes out of it and what your soul's going to have to endure the next time. Why not make it a clean slate now? Heal it now. Get what you deserve now. I get a feeling it's now or never. And you guys know we were all chosen to be here at this time. And you were chosen to hear this at this time. It's divine positioning. The universe is highly intelligent. Like I said, this is perfect timing. You guys know I love you. You guys know I'm here for you. Allow yourself to fall on the sword so that you can rise from the ashes like a phoenix and claim all power that was destined for you. Okay? All right. Bye.